this coming Friday, the mayor has designated it, the mayor of Pittsburgh, as Damaged Pies Day. And in part, it's because of all the work that Damaged Pies has done with the Pittsburgh Musicians for Hunger Relief and to support people through playing its music, and as well, the longevity of this group and the work that they've done over the years has been so well received. You'll get to know them and learn more about them. There's also a concert this Friday that we'll let you know about. Right now, though, let's let you hear them. Here are the Damaged Pies. Damaged Pies. I want to start with the trio of women here who sounded absolutely splendid singing. Megan is playing keys. It's Paulette, Megan Paulette, who is, gosh, there's three people in this band with the initials MP. You'd be a good guess who game in and of yourself. There's Mark Mark Pinta and Margie Pinta and Megan Follett. Tell me about yourself. Where are you from? And a little bit about your musical background.
Well, I grew up in Vandergrift, Pennsylvania. I went to school at St. Vincent College, which is in La Trobe. I didn't really start to explore music until my junior or senior year of high school. I never really liked getting in front of people. I always had the worst stage fright. But whenever I got to the end of my high school years and into college, you know, I really started to explore the different styles of music that I was into. I was in the marching band and concert band in high school. I did jazz choir and musical theater, which I carried with me as I transitioned into college. I was in several college productions. I served as the music director of the student-run theater groups on campus for several years, and it's something that's become a really huge part of my life, and I'm very thankful for opportunities like these to share that with other people.
Well, it's great to have you here. And then we have the two other women in the group singing. We'll start with Megan Paulette. And you're Megan Paulette. I'm sorry. I'm looking. I knew that. I'm here. I'm in the game still. Margie Pinta. And Margie, tell me about yourself.
How I started in this band was I was at a Crosby, Stills, and Nash concert, and I was seated behind Steve.
Ah.
And I was singing at the top of my lungs, and Steve turned around and told me, well, he was going to tell me to be quiet, and then he asked me to be in a band.
How long ago was that, roughly?
That was like 25 years ago,
wow.
Yeah, Steve?
Early 90s, somewhere in there?
Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
Yep.
That's incredible. You do, the three of you sing so well together.
Thank
that
you.
Was really exciting. And you're playing guitar as well.
Yes.
And you're one and only one of you is married to the drummer.
That would be me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to say anything.
No.
Lucky girl.
Do you see how we don't have a vocal mic in front of the drummer?
Thank goodness. Either, that's on purpose.
Yeah. And then a woman after my own heart singing with her hand up to her ear to hear herself.
She's in a BG tribute band.
Well, we always talk to kids.
No.
When kids say they don't like the sound of their voice, when they hear their voice from a recording, we always tell them to do that with their ear, and they'll feel better to hear themselves back. It's Amy Withrow, and tell me about yourself.
Sure. So I met Steve. He overheard me in a church choir.
Oh, that's what Steve does.
Yes.
When I was a little kid, I always thought...
I always thought
somebody would find me. You know, I would be doing something and,
yes.
And you know, sitting
Schwab's
on a
drugstore.
Exactly, sitting on a drugstore stool.
Right. Yeah, he approached me. Yeah, and
Steve's the only one who does that.
Yeah, he approached me. We did some music, and then almost 20 years later, asked me to come back and do something for the 30th anniversary. I'm having so much fun, so I'm going to stay.
Now, how long ago did Steve approach you?
That was probably 20 years ago.
Okay, now you, I was going to say, you probably would have been married. How long have you been married?
Oh, God, my wife's here. We got married in 95.
Okay, so 23 years.
23 years.
Because if I were a woman at a concert or maybe not so much at a, maybe at a church choir and some guy just said, hey, want to be in my band?
Right away I said, here, let me introduce you to my husband. Right? I did that.
And then her husband sang with us for 4 years.
Well, you sound great. Why don't we have you do another song, then we'll meet the boys in the band. If you're just joining us, Damaged Pies, or hear the Damaged Pies. I was putting their picture up on Facebook, which I did, and it's kind of like the Saturday Light Brigade in a way, because when you know if you type the Damaged Pies in, you don't have to worry which one. You know, you know you've got the right Damaged Pies. What song did you open up with, Steve?
That was
Not Good Enough,
written by Mark, the drummer without a microphone.
And what's next?
Country Thing, written by Margie, who is not related to Mark in any way, shape, or form.
Except marriage.
No, except by marriage. And they call them Mark and Margie all the time. They say Margie and Mark, Mark and Mark, don't they?
No.
I look at her and see what look I get after I say it, and we go from there.
Once again, Here are the Damaged Paws.
Her eyes are like stars on a summer's night, drawing you.
What a nice sound, the Damaged Paws here at the Saturday Light Brigade. You're really cooking playing drums. Lean up just a teeny bit. We're going to allow your mic to be a vocal mic. Oh, thank you. Oh, yeah, you can stand.
We're on delay,
that,
right?
Okay. That works. No, we're not. We're not on delay.
I don't often have people want to hear what I have to say.
Be on your best behavior. Be on your best behavior. Actually, turn around. No.
Oh, hey now, wait a second.
Mark, how did you hook up? Did you come, were you a package deal with Margie, or how did you come along here?
No, actually, I met Steve. I'm from Murraysville. I'm originally from Wilkinsburg. I moved to Murraysville, and I met Steve. I went to Franklin Regional, and Steve had a busted up knee, and they assigned me to help Steve. I was just sharing with the girls the other night to get him moving again. I was kind of like his protege, so that's kind of how we got together, and I got him walking and everything. At this point,
I life. Remember when your knee was bad. That's Steve and I have known each other.
Yeah, together. He asked me to play drums, and it's just been fun the whole time through. So
yes,
so
it's been great.
You grew up in Wilkinsburg.
I grew up in Wilkinsburg.
What years were you there, roughly?
I was born in 65. I moved in 79 when the Pirates won the World Series.
So do you remember, one Murphy's and two Isleys, I think.
What's the name again?
No, Murphy's, Isleys, these stories.
Oh, yeah.
And probably the turning chickens and the George Aikens. I spent a lot of time in Wilkinsburg around those same years. And you remember the George Aikens?
Off of Penn Avenue.
Yeah, the George Aikens had. I don't know if there's any left George Aikens restaurants.
Market Square. Wasn't it? I think that's gone.
But they had samples of their food in the windows of what their literal samples made with real food, and you just wondered how long they had been there. Or when I was a kid, I wondered what happens to those at the end of the day.
That was pre-health department.
It was a great place at one time.
Oh, and it keeps coming back. Yeah. Marita Garrett's been doing a lot as mayor, and the council there has been doing great work. Now we have Steve Bodner, who is the principal pie, I guess, of the damaged pies. And you've been at this a long time.
30 years.
I was going to say, how did this all come about?
Well, long story short, Mark had a busted up knee. We were at Cedar Point, of all places, Billy Laspin, Mark, and myself. And we did one of those karaoke-like booths, and the guy asked...
And somebody came up to you and said, I'd like you to sing in my band.
He asked us to please stop, actually. We were escorted out of the park. No, we did a song, and the guy said, what's the name of the band? And no one said anything, so I said, Damaged Pies, because they were five for a dollar at Mrs. Smith's on 286 in Plum.
Oh, yes.
And we must have listened to that tape, about 1,000 times? And then after you hear yourself once, no one else... will think the same thing, but you're like, oh my God, this is what we have to do. So we ended up forming a band, Billy and I, and then we brought Mark in and my brother Mike, who is on bass. Mike was kind of our Sid Barrett, actually. Mike went to law school. So, Mike's an attorney now, so we all have our casualties. But, for 30 years, we've had 30 different people in the band over the years, but hopefully this is
wow.
It. This is stable, I'm thinking.
That's a lot of band members. Well, a couple things. May 11th is Damaged Pies Day in Pittsburgh. Acknowledged for the longevity of the band, but also for all of the good work you've done to raise money and do benefits. How did you get involved with hunger?
Oh, man, way back when there was a farmer in export. His name was Bill Tylavsky, and Bill did a donor garden for the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. And I saw the story. He was remember when Bush had the points of light?
Yes.
Bill was a point of light. And they
one
did
of the 1,000 points of light.
Exactly.
How we've changed as a country, but yeah. One of those many points of
we
light.
We have no points of light now.
No.
No, but we saw Bill on the news, and I thought, this poor guy was 73, two bad knees, and he grew the garden. So we started off by actually going and weeding at the garden and things like this to try to help him. And then we just did a charity single called No Reason. And I think we broke a sales record of 30, 40 copies sold. And all the money that went to the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank, which was cool. And it just kind of started from there. And now we're involved with Why Hunger's Artists Against Hunger and Poverty. So, just they're good causes. People
now,
need help.
The band has its 30th anniversary concert and also a CD or vinyl release concert, if you will, right? Because there's a limited release vinyl that's available?
Yeah, we have two things out right now. We had a full-length album called The Stars on a Summer's Night, and that's the one that's the vinyl release, which is at Get Hip, great little record store and label. You can still pick that up there. And then we have the new single called Same Circus, Different Town, and that's the one that's available on Amazon, iTunes, CD Baby, and will be available at the May 11th show.
Now, that's at Club Cafe on the south side. It's 7 o'clock, and that show is sponsored by Burns White.
Burns White actually paid for, they gave us the money so we could do the CD, and then all the money we make from it, we're giving to Why Hunger.
That's nice. And I still like Burns White because of its automata poetic sign. They have a sign that burns white. It's white letters with lights behind it.
And what's strange is there's two of them.
Yeah.
There's the one on 7th that I guess nobody wants to pay to take down. And Burns White moved over to Railroad Street in the Strip now.
So if your name is Burns or White, you could probably get a good deal on those letters. or you could rearrange. Boy, I'm going to be thinking about this now. You could rearrange
eBay
them.
Is burning up with
that. Into something else. You could make Rube out of it. Rube, well, I'll keep thinking about it. Could you make SLB out of it? I think you could. No, there's no L.
They're LLC.
Oh, does it say LLC
up
there?
No, but it could.
Okay, we could. We can make an L out of the E in white by, right? Yeah, by getting rid of two of the...
Yeah, but
you're here to play music, not to listen. This is the time when it... I'm in my stream of unconscious phase. Let's get to another song. What would you guys like to do next?
This is Sharing a Seesaw with Susan Shaw.
Who wrote this?
I did, and Dr. Seuss from the title, from the sounds of it. Susan is in my class. Susan, she has black hair. Susan is my true love. Sometimes she shares my lunch. Though her family's not like mine, it hasn't stopped me much. Still just a girl, it's hard to speak the girls that you love so much. Susan, she knows my name.
Oh, I
think she knows my name.
Oh,
I ask her to play with me. Share a seesaw at lunch. Sharing a seesaw with Susan Shaw, it's all that I'd ever want. Knowing that she's outside with me, it's all that I'd ever want. The other kids, they laugh. They say that we're not the same.
We are just the same.
They say that she's not like us.
'Cause I am just like
but
us.
Susan's the one that I love.
Oh.
Though her family's not like mine, it hasn't stopped me much. Still just a girl, it's hard to speak the girls that you love so much. Sharing a seesaw with Susan Shaw, it's all that I'd ever want. Knowing that she's outside with me, it's all that I'd ever want.
I'm glad we finally had a chance to hear Steve sing a lead.
Makes one in the room.
That's a good song as well. The Damaged Pies are here. And, you know, this band also has been featured in films, in DVDs, And you've played hundreds of venues. I think hundreds would be, gosh, after 30 years, if you've had
quite a few.
30 years, assuming nobody ever has you back, and you do four.
Yeah, you did get to the bio. That's good.
If there are 30 years, nobody has you back, at least 4 years. No, you've played all over the place. It's pretty neat.
Yeah, we've done the Kevin Bacon thing, the 5 degrees of Kevin Bacon. Pretty much figured, like, if you're an Elvis fan, you record at Sun. If you're a Beatles fan, you go to the Cavern. You like Elton John, you record at Trident. And we've done some pretty cool stuff that way.
Yeah, you have. I'm just looking. I'll pick one at random. Thirsties in Oakland. Places that no longer exist.
We've closed a lot.
Yeah.
I think we were the only band to ever play at Fatheads on the South Side, too, by the way.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah, they quit having bands during our set, actually.
I actually miss Thirsties. That was a great place to listen to music. Rosebud, Mr. Smalls, they're still there. Yep. Carnegie Mellon University, they managed to stay afloat.
Yeah. There's a few that are still going. We closed CBGB's, which was good.
Wow. And you've got quite a big following. Wow. The Steve Dahl Show in Chicago, really?
He had a best band names in America. And the fun fact, I didn't realize it, he was the guy who did the disco record.
That's correct. Yeah. That's one reason. Steve Dahl, if you don't know, is a legendary DJ. He now does a podcast. In fact, he was on the air until very recently. And he did the disco record destruction thing. And so he had you. Do you remember any of the other band names?
No, that'd
be hard to remember all these years.
We didn't come in first, though, which shocked me.
That's sad.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, but it's still good.
It was motivation is what it was.
Yeah. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade Saturday mornings on Community Radio. Thank you for doing that live in studio. Making music before your ears are two guitarists, a keyboard player, a drummer, and most of them sing, most of them, except Mark. Mark, you sang. No.
We did play the marathon, and it was just Mark and I. And the greatest thing was I gave Mark a vocal mic, and we went over like two songs, and I looked over. Mark was singing on everything. And I'm shaking my head. Mark's like, "You don't want me to sing." It's like, what made? What gave you the hint?
About my singing ability.
Did he notice the mic wasn't plugged in?
That was my fault. I actually plugged it in. I've learned since then.
You should keep mics away from me.
And your daughter's here somewhere, Steve.
Yeah,
right?
She's right out there, Stephanie.
I thought so.
She's been on the show before.
She has. Yeah. She was a much younger version of herself when she was on with us.
Yeah, she's being played now by a 16-year-old.
I misunderstood that.
It's that time of the day.
Yeah, it is. The Damaged Pies, I think, have two more songs. Yeah. And what would you like to do next?
Let's do To Think I'm Falling, which is the oldest song we do, I think. Falling. Yeah.
And because this group is so dynamic and fun, we've only done this once before. With your permission, I'll go to our Facebook page and stream you as you play.
That would be cool.
So people can actually see you guys. So give me a minute.
Very cool.
And to our Facebook viewers, I'm going to apologize in advance for my shaky hands.
I thought it was for us. So
you should know. Yeah, you should know. You should. I like it. You should know that it's the band is not shaking. It's me that's shaking. So here they are again, the Damaged Pies.
All of the times I've waited for this, all of the days that led up to this.
Just for confidence, I thought you were lost. Searching in the darkness, it's too high a cost. Lonely and lost.
The lovers there hand in hand. I'm walking alone and I can't understand. Something funny's coming over me. To think of falling in love again, to see me walking on air again, to ask myself if this is really true. Past windows, looking indoors, out in the cold, pretending I'm yours.
Just for a moment, I thought I was lost. Nervous desperation, I thought you forgot I was lonely and lost.
Something funny's coming over. Think of falling in love again, to see me walking on air again, to ask myself if this is really true.
Don't mind me. I'm just trying to stream you. I did succeed at doing that, finally. It only worked. Let's see. Shelley is watching. Hi, Shelley. We're going to keep that up for your next song, too, since it took me a while to get going. There's actually probably time for two more, if you'd like to do two more. I've gone beyond your original set list. Don't forget, the Damaged Pies are going to be here performing in Pittsburgh, that is, on May 11th, this coming Friday night. Club Cafe, it's their 30th anniversary show. It's also the Damaged Pies Day in Pittsburgh, as declared by the mayor, Bill Peduto, in honor of their long history and, as important, if not more so, their commitment to fighting hunger in our region. Steve, what do you want to... I'm all excited to do a good job of streaming you now. It took me... a lot of time to figure out. For a while, I think I was streaming a picture of my own nose.
That is a great nose.
Thank you. I couldn't understand what I was looking at, though. I thought I was looking at one of those tunnel cams because my nostrils were kind of very, very strange.
Everything slowed down because it was a tunnel cam.
Yes, it was bad. What do you want to do next?
It's called the Minnesota Waltz.
Okay, and if you go to, I think you have to go to my personal Facebook page to see this. Hopefully we're friends. Larry Berger is where to look from the Saturday Light Brigade page. And here are the Damaged Pies.
Every morning she makes coffee. Though she never drinks a cup, makes her feel as if he's here and he'll be right down. Amber lights through windows shine on his favorite quilt. Frosted pane His presence here still felt. It's in the sound of the telephones and feet upon the stairs. And it's been so long, but not at all. Memories remain throughout it all, from spring. Telephones and feet upon the stairs, and it's been so long, but not at all. Memories remain throughout it all, from spring.
Damaged Pies. I may have a new job for myself here. I kind of like doing this. We actually we have an intern starting next week, and now I know what he's going to do.
He's going to do the show while you're walking around.
Exactly. He's going to host. he's going to host the program while I walk around and keep the video stream going, which I will keep going. It's been really fun to have all of you here. You sound great.
Thank you.
And the Damaged Pies, again, they're going to be performing this coming Friday night at Club Cafe, their 30th anniversary concert. If you can't make it there, their new single is available at Amazon, iTunes, CD Baby, and National Record Mart. No.
Yeah, and Oasis stores.
Yes, and Oasis. And Flo's Records. and Heads Together.
We'd Tower just go, on Sunset.
Tower's another one. No, you could find their CD or their single called Same Circus, Different Town, the sales of which benefit Why Hunger. And you also can find their vinyl album at Get Hip and Dormont, I do.
Right down by the casino.
What am I? I'm thinking.
Yeah, by the Bicycle Heaven.
Yeah.
Johnny Angel's place, and there around the.
Got corner. It on the north side. Mm-hmm. I slipped the little gasket there. It's hard to be a, I'm a filmmaker now.
you need to do a walkthrough like Hitchcock. I don't know if you can do that.
Well, that was with the nose. Every picture will have a little. Bit of my nose.
The Jimmy Durante story.
Yeah. I probably should be focusing on you as you talk. I'll get better at that. We've only done this.
No one does, so.
We did this once before. No, what? Let's thank you to the Damaged Pies for being here. And so I need to do something with my hands to close out the show. We'll keep the video feed on you. And anything I didn't get a chance to ask you about that you wanted to mention?
I do just want to mention that the new single does feature some. The cover is by Bernie Taupin from Elton John and Bernie Taupin fame. He allowed us to use his artwork, Red, from his Flag series.
How nice.
And also playing the intro on the song is David Henschel. If you remember Funeral for a Friend, Love Lies Bleeding.
Yeah.
David plays the synth part on that. He also engineered Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, and he produced, like, I think, 5 Genesis records after Gabriel left. All the good ones, right up to Abacab, when the wheels fell off Genesis.
But yeah.
And also Eric Bertrand plays synth on the song as well.
How nice. Well, look for the Damaged Pies, and long may you run. You sound great, and you sound like you keep evolving, and just are really alive and enjoying the music. And that's the best part. You're enjoying as you play, as we enjoy. The Damaged Paws, with quite a lot of viewers on Facebook, I'll have you know, and listeners. What's that?
Large families.
Yeah. Thank you to Mark and Margie and Megan and Amy and Steve. Best wishes for continued success.